I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. Among the Spencer's 18th century portrait paintings hangs an eerily disembodied head with a white tie floating atop a shapeless black garment. Such is our first impression of Joseph Badger's portrait of Reverend Ellis Gray. Who was Reverend Ellis Gray, and why did Badger choose to portray him in this manner? Reverend Gray served as pastor of the Second Church of Boston, an historically important church. Gray adhered to the Orthodox Puritan view that people were predestined to heaven or hell. A little more than two generations later, the Second Church had embraced Unitarianism, a more liberal theology, and the notable American Transcendentalist Ralph Waldo Emerson briefly served as associate pastor. The artist who painted Gray's likeness, Joseph Badger, was a successful portraitist in mid-18th century Boston, and over 150 of his works still survive. The Spencer's portrait is very different from Badger's typical paintings, however. Reverend Gray died quite suddenly, and some believe Badger depicted him posthumously. This may account for the Reverend's specter-like appearance in this portrait. With thanks to Patrick Music for his text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.